This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come to the Hour One Nugget, and we come to part 11 of Drawing Close to God. And when I look at my Bible, especially as I turn to James the fourth chapter and look from verse 4, my Bible titles this, Drawing Close to God. And that is what we're doing. That is what we're learning about. Now, in part 10, I brought you a scripture, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Today, I'm just going to go slightly before that. Verse 5 says this. What do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the spirit God has placed within us is filled with envy? But he gives us even more grace to stand against such evil desires. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. Now, I want you to put that in your mind. That sentence, I want you to put that in your mind and bury it deep in your heart so you can recall it whenever you need it. God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. And then verse 7, the verse that we're going to look at today, says this. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, I can hear you saying to me, that is easier said than done. Yeah, you're right. I would completely concur. But it's what Scripture says. And it's what we need to do. You know, when you ask the Lord to humble you, he will do it immediately. He will do it straight away. He will bring something in your pathway that will humble you. It is so humble to be humbled. Did you get that? It is so humble to be humbled. This proud, haughty nature needs to go in Jesus' name. This thinking more of yourself than you should needs to go in Jesus' name. I want you to look at something. You may not know this, but we rely on our Lord Jesus for our very next breath. When you went to sleep last night, you woke up in the morning. You were awakened. And that is because God had designed you to be awakened in the morning. But the problem is, we take it for granted. Every single day, we take it for granted. More and more and more we take it for granted, and that is because of the pride in our lives. There is an old adage, pride comes before a fall. And that is so true. Pride does come before a fall. And I don't believe the Lord wants you to fall at all. And so therefore he's saying to you today, I want you to humble yourselves. I believe right now I'm talking to one person. I'm talking to you. I believe the Lord is saying to you, now has come the time. When you come to me in humility, when you come to me and you bow down to me, and you allow me to make you meek and humble. For look at my son, how meek, how lowly, and how humble was he. But he has been raised up. And like him, when you humble yourself before me, when the time is ripe, I will raise you up. But for now, you need to learn humility. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the honor and the glory and the power for what you say to us. You know, looking back into this particular scripture, it fascinates me when James says, what do you think the scriptures mean when they say the Spirit of God has been placed within us, is filled with envy? The Spirit of God is jealous when we turn our heads away, when we turn our faces away, when we walk down the wrong pathway. There is jealousy there. There is envy there from the Spirit of God. James says, the way through this is for us to humble ourselves before God. Now he says it before he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So there's a two-pronged thing going on here. It's not, and a lot of people quote this, I've heard a lot of ministers say this, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yeah, great. It doesn't say that. What it says is, so humble yourselves before God. Full stop. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you have a humble heart, if you are humbled before Almighty God, then yes, at that time when you have humbled your heart before Almighty God, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. And he will flee from you. Why? Because he knows that when you've got a humble heart toward God, there is no chance that he can do anything with you. He has lost that battle. It is over. Beloved, whatever it is that you're struggling with, think about this. As you struggle with this issue in your life, or these issues in your life, whatever the case may be, as you are struggling and you feel sometimes that you fall into temptation, then ask yourself this question. When you fall into temptation, are you humble of heart? Because if you tell me you are, I don't believe you. I do not believe you. And the reason is because of what Scripture says right here. If you are humble of heart, Satan cannot get through. Are you getting this? Are you hearing this? This is amazing. This is revelatory knowledge here. If you have a humble heart, Satan cannot get through. And that is why James says, humble yourself before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then right after that, he goes into verse 8 and says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. There is a three-pronged attack now. Humble yourself, resist the devil, and come close to God. Are you getting this? This is amazing. It excites me when God reveals something to me like this that is so revelatory. Three things. Humble yourself. Resist the devil. Come close to God. If you've got a bit of paper or a post-it note, I want you to write that down. Humble yourself. Resist the devil. Come close to God. And if you do all that, God is going to come close to you. Oh Lord, you are so magnificent. Oftentimes we think, how are we going to get over this? Why can't I get away from this addiction? Why can't I walk away from this constant sin in my life? Why can't I turn my face away from this? And as you're thinking those things, I want you then to think about your life. I want you to take a good, hard look at your life and answer this question. Are you humble of heart before Almighty God? Do you have a humble nature? Or do you have a nature that is not humble, but is haughty and proud? Are you prideful? Are you proud of the things you've done in your life? Are you proud of the things that you've accomplished? Put the pride to one side and ask the Lord now to humble you like you have never been humbled before. Ask the Lord now to change the way you think. Ask the Lord now to alter that in you that keeps you proud. Come before Him now and say, Lord, humble me. I'd love to pray right now. Will you repeat these words with me? Heavenly Father, I have had too much pride in my life. Take the pride away, I pray. I repent of being full of pride. I ask you now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to replace the pride in my life with a humble heart. Humble me, Almighty God. I pray. In the name of Jesus. It is so important to me, Father, that I can resist the evil one and I can come close to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Humble yourself. Resist the devil. Come close to God. Humble yourself. Resist the evil one and draw close to God. Three things. Three nuggets for the Hour One Nugget today, part 11, drawing close to God. And I'll say them again so they sink in. Humble yourself. Resist the devil. Draw close to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.